Okay, so we are in Simon Sadi Zion, and we are in the middle of Siv Beis. So we saw yesterday, the beginning of Siv Beis, that a person is not allowed to spit in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So we've been discussing within the middle of Shemoneh Esrei if a person needs to yawn and so on. And then we said, Asalei Larek, a person is not allowed to spit. But if a person coughs up some phlegm and it's very difficult for them to concentrate and so on, so then we said one should absorb it in their clothing, so they have some type of a garment which they should absorb it in if they don't have a handkerchief and so on. And we say in the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mini Ochel Havli, B'Ksusei Zarka L'Achirav, you should chuck it behind you. Which the Mishnah Berurah said that means you turn your face behind you, or you put it in your hand first and then you subsequently throw it behind you. Now the Ramah says, so now the next discussion is, if push comes to shove and you need to spit to either the left or the right, which one is preferable? Now we know when you take three steps back, you bow to the left first, and then you bow to the right. And there we say, because it's the so to speak, kaviyachol, the Shechina's right side. Kaviyachol, whatever that means, right? The Minakadosh Baruch Hu is like a lot's kavoda. But klapayos, we're supposed to imagine that the Shechina is kenegdenu, and therefore, so to speak, you give cover to the right. So here we say, curiously, so we bow to the left, which is the Shechina's right. And here we say, and then you would spit it to your left side, the of the, certainly not directly in front of you. Directly in front of you would be a very improper thing to do. And ask the Ramah, but one second, but don't we say when it comes to taking three steps back that you bow first to the left, implying that you give chashivas to kaviyachol Hashem's right side? And the Gemara says that the Shechina doesn't descend 10 below. Birakika shibeshas tefila. So he's saying, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to give another possibly simpler answer, and that when it comes to you at the time, that the Shechina is not mamish keneged you, and therefore we give covet to your right hand side. And so when Avakashipe says shalish psias adam machik atzmei mimakim tefila say who keneged Shechina, you're distancing yourself from the place of your tefila, which was in front of where the Shechina was. And therefore, when you're departing from the place of where the Shechina was, that's what he quotes from the Beis Yosef. The Mishnah Berurah over here, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Tess, Yishlei Matam, Acherim Tirtz Vepshitus Tahach B'Shas Rikikas De Misalek Mimenu Kvei Da Shechina. So here, when he is actually spitting, that is causing the Shechina to be mistalik. When a person needs to be excused, so there's malachim which are malav of the person, and you ask Rishus, you tell the malachim that, you know, because I'm going to the bathroom and so on, it's not a place where you should follow me. So I am the one who is causing, I'm being mistalik something, so then we go to the yamin and the small of the person. So when I'm doing something to the actual Shechina itself, because I'm doing something to the Shechina, I would like to depart and take leave from the Shechina, so I would like to, so to speak, bow to the right, give chashivas to the right side of the Shechina. Here, when it's being misalik, anyway, it's causing a silik of the kveda Shechina. So he says we look at the person himself. Al kolponim, you know. Yeah. So there he speaks about if you have a left-handed person, if it makes a difference. Yeah. Okay. Let's see the next one. Let's see Siv Gimel. Imkina ikatsa, if a person is being stung by, or, you know, by a lice or something like that, by a louse, Yemashmesh bevgadav. You should go and kind of move your clothing last year. Ashleitis batel kavanasi avaleyas yirena biyada. You should try and avoid touching lice with your hands directly. Hagad dafka b'shas ha-tfila. This is whilst you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Avashle b'shas ha-tfila yachal litzol kina ulezar kebeis haknesses. I'm al siman dalet. So in other words, this whole siman is discussing whilst you're in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. So in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't touch the louse directly. If you're not b'shas ha-tfila mamish, then you are allowed to. Says the Mishnah Berurah, we said, lo yastirena b'yadei, but if you did take it with your hand, again, you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so you're not allowed to wash your hands, so you would just rub your hand on the wall. Which we said that at times a person is able to rely on that. He says in footnote 9, he says, let's say that they're not actually stinging or biting. So there's a mosquito which is making its way, you know, dangerously close to his skin. And he's concerned that it's out for blood. This is disturbing his kavana. Al Yidei Begets. Again, here the main discussion is, am I allowed to be involved in something else other than tefillah? So yes, you know, this is something which has mattered to me, this is something which bothers me, disturbs me, so I'm allowed to pause and be mafsik to do something else, you know, to get it away, that you can do. Okay.
We're not talking about, for example, something dangerous.
No, we're not talking about danger over here. That's going to be a different sip. Daladim nishmat talisa yimim kaimai yachal lemashmish bay ulachzira. So the talis slips off your shoulder. Again, here the discussion is being mafsik to do something else in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So the talis starts to slip. You're allowed to put it back. Avalim nafal kulei eina yachal lachzira satif beidavi hefsik. Again, you have to imagine this. The talis slides off you. It's right in front of your feet. So you can just, you know, reach down and pick it up. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to pick up your talis if it falls off you in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Again, we're discussing the hefsik shabai. So mitzad the hefsik, so if it's just adjusting it a little bit, that's not considered to be hefsik. But if it's off me, and I'm doing another act of ituf, doing a new ituf, the new ituf is considered to be hefsik. And you'd have to make a bracha. So you're not allowed to go and put it now. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah what happens if it bothers you so much, or you're terribly embarrassed, or you can't handle it, and because of that you're not able to concentrate. So then we would say, okay, you're not able to concentrate. Similar to what we said yesterday, if your siddur falls to the ground, so you're not supposed to pick it up because you're lifnei hamelech. Let's say you're sitting at this at a shir of a very chashuv Talmud Chacham, and another Talmud Chacham walks in the room. It's not pasha that you're allowed to stand up for that person, because unless the person who's giving the shir is obligated to be mechaber that person, so in essence what you're doing is you're detracting from that person. You are eibud of nehamelach. And now there's albeit a chashuv sefer, a printed siddur, and so on. But, you know, to go ahead and do something when you're mafsik, when you're aiming at the amount, you're not supposed to. Now, we said that if you're so disturbed and you can't concentrate because it bothers you so much, then we allow you, just simply because you can't control yourself. But really, you're supposed to control yourself and say...
Would there be enough room if it was a little...
No, I don't think so. I wouldn't have thought so. Because remember, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, he said... And even our printed svarim. So he was referring to regular scrolls and klafim and so on. Says the Mishnah Berurah. We said if the talis was nishmat mimkaymai, we said yochel mashmesh, afilu nafal rubai. So we said if it fell, you're allowed to go and be mashmesh in it and put it back. And this is even if the majority of it has fallen. And you might have said, well, rubai kukulai, And therefore, maybe midin roiv, it's not on you, and therefore you can't. So long as a little bit's on, you can. We say the same thing in Gabi Bracha also. Kula yafiru nishur adayin biyadei hu atifa v'yafsik. But let's say the whole thing fell off, but as it's falling off your body, you grab it, so it doesn't land on the floor. Right? So the mice, it's off your body, but you happen to grab it, you know, as it fell down to the ground. So here, that is hafsik, because now you still need to do an act of atifa, and so on. He points it here, number 13. He said that previously in Simen Ches, in Hilchos Tzitzis, we say she'odem acher yochel akachas es hatalis v'litna al gabi reisha v'guf v'shlam esbalos. Again, imagine, if you will, so you see someone's talis fall off in the middle of Shemana Esrei. You already finished. So what you should do is you should go over and say, you stay where you are, I'll do it for you. And you take the talis and you put it on top of the person. They shouldn't do it themselves, because if they do the act of ituf, they're being mafsik. So let someone else do it. And if no one knows the halacha, so then you daven without a talis. That's what you're supposed to do. That is the halacha. Now we said, but what you're not allowed to do is Eina Yochel Achzul Esatif Beidavi Hefsik Ve'im Ovar V'His Ativ Boi Ein Tzuch L'Haskel Mitzvah Zabracha Ela Gemar Tzvila Boilech. If B'dieved, which probably a lot of people who wouldn't know this halacha would naturally do, they would just reach down, pick it up and put it on them. So B'dieved, and we don't see, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, you continue. But whatever happens, you need to make a new bracha. Because the halacha is, if the talis falls off you, and you didn't plan on it falling off you, you have to make a new bracha. If you take it off, al das, to put it back on again, you're going to be excused, you then have to make a new bracha. But if it fell off you, unbeknownst to you, you have to say new bracha. So you would go, move it around, and say new bracha. Ein Lael Simen Ches, Sift, Tezvav, Mishnah Berurah Sham. Zokim, Shemesim, Bote, Inayim, Shekarin, Bril. You're wearing glasses. So, Imeim Rafuyim, Bechotma, if it's relatively loose and it's on the tip of your nose, Shekarav, Lipal, Alvi, Kriyas, Vishtacha, Voyes, and it could fairly easily fall when you bow. Nochem HaHachmer, Sheyikshareim, Mitzchila, Bechot. So you should be mindful, or you should be Raya Es HaNoilad, and you should think it's going to fall off. If it falls off, I'm going to have a problem. I'm not going to be able to pick it up, and so on. So you need to kind of think ahead, you know, what might happen. This could be relevant. Sometimes I remember, you know, back in the day when you'd wear, as a bachur, you know, wearing a hat with your tefillin. That was one of the big simchas of me getting engaged. I thought, oh, I'm not going to have to wear a hat anymore. I can just wear a talis, so much more geshmak than a hat, you know, with your tefillin and a hat. A whole... But, you know, you can hear this, a bachur, if you bow down with a loose hat, you know, just kind of, they can fall off also fairly easily. Good. Now we said, we said that we have sick, im loishu torud al yedeze, the eina yachal achavin, yil v'shenu kishisayim abracha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if you cannot bear the fact that your talis is on the floor, and everyone's looking at you, oh, you know, Monsieur Amar, he's there without his talis and chakras, and you think, oh, everyone's looking at me, it's a busha. So then, and you're not able to concentrate, so then when you finish the bracha, certainly not in the middle of the bracha, but when you finish the bracha, if you're not able to concentrate, then you can. But the best thing to do is to say, I'm going to daven without a talis, it's on the floor, that's the halacha. If someone is a chacham and knows what to do, they'll pick it up and they'll put it on me. But if not, I'm going to continue. And note, he doesn't say that you should like turn to someone and like, you know, gesture and make that, because you're not supposed to make any type of communication either. So that's also another date. Hey, Hanusim Masi Al Ksefa Vihigiz Mantvila. A person is carrying something on his back, he's wearing a backpack, let's say. Pachis mi arba kabin. It was less than 4 kav, which some say is approximately 5.5 kilo. Right? So if it is less than approximately 5.5 kilo, he's allowed to have it flung behind him and continue to daven as is. But once it's 4 kav, once it's really 4 kav and above, then you shouldn't have it on your back, says the Mishnah Berurah. The masui shall arba kaven, give him a love and mevaklam, Kavanah say that will detract from his Kavanah. Again, obviously the best thing is to always remove it. You know, you are Oymid Lefnei HaMelech. How would you like to appear? Remember, we spoke about the types of clothing a person should wear. I'm Oymid Lefnei HaMelech, so ideally a person should not have this on his back at all. But, you know, if you're traveling and it's difficult and you're nervous, or Chayfetz Chashod, you're in Eretz Yisrael, and to take it off is problematic, so less than 4 kav, you're okay. More than 4 kav, you should put it down. Good. Tzadiches. So one needs that kavana. Bitzvilase. Hamispal tzach shechavim b'libay. Pirishamila yishamaitzi b'svasav. You should think about what you're saying. V'yachshik ilu shechina kenegda. You should imagine that the shechina is in front of you. You should try and remove all extraneous thoughts from your mind until your kavana is zach, and so on. They change it to ki ilu, because had it been whenever you go to a Hashem person, you need to think in advance what you're going to say. You're going to give a speech somewhere. It says the person goes to a base ovel. It says you're supposed to be misnadi your words. Think, you know, what am I going to say to try and comfort the person? So I have this opportunity to be Eimed of Ne'am Melech and have a personal meeting. He knows what's in your mind. This is what the tzaddikim of previous generations in Bizman HaTanoim Shahim is Boydedin Mechavnim B'tfilah Semat Shahim Agim Mispashtus Agashmias Uliz Gabris Kecha Sichli Ad Shahayu Megim Karuv L'mayla Tanevua. So like the Gemara says, the Chassidim HaRishonim Hayu Shoyim Shoachas, they would wait for an hour, and as we saw previously, it means an hour. It doesn't mean like Shah Kala, like we sometimes mean in Shas, it means a full hour. They would spend 9 hours a day in Tefillah. An hour before, an hour of davening, an hour afterwards. And the Gemara says, well, what's with learning? Without learning, Oshet. And the Gemara said they had tremendous Yat Shmai in their learning also. So that's what they would do until they reached a level close to prophecy. If an extraneous thought comes in your mind, so fascinating, you shouldn't just continue, you should stop and say, I'm going to actively remove that thought from my mind and I'm going to go back to the Pirush HaMilos. And that's why it's very helpful to daven from a siddur where you're looking at the words and thinking what the words mean. You should consider various things which will bring to humility. Don't think about anything which could cause any type of state of levity. Think about the godliness of Hashem and about the lowliness of Adam. It's not the time to be thinking about any delights. New halacha, fascinating that you should not kiss. Now the lashon of the other Rama is bonav haktanim bebeis haknesses. Why? Kedei legboya beliba she'ein ava ka'avas hamakom baruch hu. Says the Rama b'shem the Sefer Binyamin Zev. The Binyamin Zev was slightly before the Rama, and it's interesting they say the mashal and some of the other G'dayli Achronim were not Makabal so much the Sefer of Binyamin Zev. They didn't necessarily feel, I think it was from Italy if I'm not mistaken, but they say that the Rama put the Binyamin Zev on the map. The Rama quotes the Binyamin Zev from time to time like he does over here. So this is a Binyamin Zev, mind you, he also brings it from an Aguda, that you're not supposed to kiss a young child in the base of Knesset. Now that probably means certainly a son and maybe a grandson also. And I remember, you know, pointing this out to people at times. You know, you have to be careful, especially certain types of people. Wow, how can you say that? It's crazy. It's over the top. You know, but this is the halacha that you're supposed to. We need all the help we can get to try and cultivate within ourselves the concept of Avas Hashem. And Adrabba, the love which you feel for your child is such a love You know, you need to try and be mechanech yourself, and that there's no love greater than the love we're supposed to have for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Some are medayik, and they say if it's an older child over bar mitzvah, it's mutter. There's a certain, you know, once they become, they're not as naive and they're a bit older, okay, of course the love is there, but it's not necessarily, it's a different type. Let's see. Well, again, it doesn't say not to embrace each other. It says you're not supposed to kiss a young child in shul. That's all the Ramah says. So, number one, it doesn't say not to embrace. Doesn't, I mean, again, we'll see. But from the Ramah doesn't say that. And you're right, this, Maran doesn't bring it. So maybe the Sfaradim don't have this Chumrah. And maybe the Sfaradim do kiss. No? Victor, what do the Sfaradim do? No, but to young children specifically, yeah? Yeah? Okay. We're gonna just finish this siman and then we'll see whatever time permission rule we have, just because we're trying to catch up. As we learned previously, one of the reasons why you shouldn't daven out in the fields and in makam parts, anything which is going to detract from your kavanah, so if you've got something on your mind, you just heard some terrible news, or you heard some fantastic news, and you can't stop thinking about it, that's not the time. So if you have to share with someone, it shouldn't be right before mincha, and the guy's going to be, you know, fatracht, he's going to be busy the whole mincha thinking about it. The Achshav says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein anu nizharim b'chol zeh, neisha ein anu mecharim kol tach b'tvila. L'maisa nowadays, our kavan is not what it should be anyway, so we're not quite as... as machna. Gemol yisfal derech tachnunin karash and bevakish bepesach ubenachas. One should have in this supplication like a pauper who is asking for a donation at the door. It shouldn't be done in a way that it looks like the whole thing is burdensome and you just want to get rid of it, you want to finish it ASAP. Just like with those various psulei machshava which pass over the carbon, sometimes pigul passels and some shlishma pass. I mean, pigul always passes. Sometimes shlishma passels and so on. V'lo ye'arev ba machshava acheres. Don't allow foreign thoughts to come in your mind. Straight up, standing up, like we say in Ezra Mekamen, exactly the place for the carbon, like we learned previously, you should be close to the wall, dumya the carbon, shachatzitza, piselas benele kli. We saw this when we saw the halacha of wearing a gartel, you know, a belt, and we saw various reasons why we don't do this nowadays, even though Shulchan Aruch says you're supposed to wear a belt. We said maybe it's only for people who wear these types of belts the whole day, or it's only a very ornate belt, a very beautiful belt, but, you know, possibly a little piece of string. Maybe it doesn't have that chashivas of hikoin likras alekach Yisrael, of having a bag of miyuchah for tefillah. And this is the reason why many people say, well, you should wear a jacket during davening. Because if you just come into shul and you daven as is, then where is the kiyum of this din of having begadim miyuchadim? Here he just says you should have malbushim noyim, but he says miyuchadim letfila. Can be b'dikuna, right? Very timely. Pashas Tzava. Elish ein kol adam yachol levaz bezalzeh. Some people don't have the means to do so. Mikol makom toivu shielay mechnasayim miyuchadim letfila mishum nekiyas. Right, if a person is a sheichet or who knows what he's doing and his trousers are filthy, then that's not so simple. Hey, al yachshe loy hu sheyasa kadosh baruch hu bakashasi kevin shekivanti b'tfilasi. Person should say, look, I did a smashing tefillah, I had tremendous kavana, kadosh baruch hu, you owe me one, right? You have to listen to me, I daven ki adrama ze maskeh v'nesef shel adam. What you're so batuach in your kach atvilah, shaydei kach mefashpish in the masav, leiva batuach hu bischiyosav. They say a similar thing if a person davens be a chidus. Again, we saw the lashon of that it's a mitzvah to daven with a tzibur or a tzarech. But if a person davens b'yechidus, it's ma'orer a kitrug. The guy's saying, look, I'm so choshev by myself, I don't need the ma'orer of the tzibur. I'm convinced Hashem's going to listen to me. So it's ma'orer a kitrug. Ela yachshiv. She yasa kodesh bohu bechazvi alavai the yema believe me ani dalvin ivza bohla vakish meiz melech malchi amlacham kodesh bohu im lay mi reiv chasadiv shemisnaig behem imbriyes. So my only chance I have is that a kodesh bohu will act with me with chesed and so on, but a person should never be batuach betvilasi. So we'll spend maybe 2-3 minutes tomorrow just to mention a couple of important Mishnah Berurahs, and then we'll move on to tzadites. Also very timely about someone who is drunk. And this is Lagia to Mincha Maariv on Purim.